This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and I'm going to continue with my story about running for office and stuff like that, but I do have updates for you. Again, we are going to update you throughout the night, and you know how I've been predicting this gigantic red wave tonight? Well, I've been way over-predicting what everyone else is. Everyone's all 25 seats, 30 seats. I said it's going to be 40-plus in the House, or I'll shave in a mustache, but I actually think it'll be 50-plus. That's how big it is. I have another example for you in a second, but let me give you a couple updates as we go along. So, breaking news. Polls have closed in Ohio, West Virginia, and North Carolina. Just a heads up for you. We now have officially called the race for governor in Indiana. Republican won by, about 30 points. Now, that may get closer as the night goes along, but he won. It's already over there. But that's not what has me excited. I'll get back to my personal story in a second. What has me excited is this. Friend of mine, he's in Arizona. He follows Arizona politics very, very closely. Part of my run for office, I guess I could make this part of my story, although I didn't plan for that. A big part of my run for office took place in Pima County, Arizona. Tucson, Arizona. Southern Arizona. Okay, Pima County, Arizona. This is a college town. That's where University of Arizona is. It's blue. Pima County is blue. You want to know what the early voting numbers are? I want to be clear. This is a Democrat stronghold. Do you want to know what the early voting numbers are for in-person voting today? These are the people who showed up today. 51% of the people who showed up today, so far, these are the numbers so far, 51% in Pima County are Republican. The Democrat number, 11%. Independents were 28. The reason I've been so bold about what tonight's going to be is I have seen these kinds of numbers in Democrat strongholds all day long. Do you know there are blue areas of Florida, Tampa, gosh, I love Tampa, Miami-Dade, all these places? These are blue areas. They're going Republican today. These are, look, we don't have solid numbers yet, although we get obviously the races I'm bringing you right now. We don't have solid numbers yet, but these are staggering indicators of what tonight is going to be. And if you'd like an example as to why, I want to give a special shout out now, not just to Joe Biden, to Michigan Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist. Garland Gilchrist is his name. He really brought the message home for Democrats right before an election. Chris, cut 13, go.
We're going to strengthen our state's response to the climate crisis. We're going to close more coal plants.
We're going to close more coal plants? Democrats, and this came from Joe Biden too over the last week. Democrats are so trapped in the bubble of their own creation because they control every institution. They simply never have to talk to a normal person. They never have to encounter one on TV or anywhere else. Everyone they see or talk to, everyone agrees with them on everything. They have no idea how that sounds right before an election. You're pledging before an election to wipe out more industries. It really doesn't matter, honestly. And I realize coal and oil are majorly important, and I love them. But it really doesn't matter what industry they would be talking about at this point in time. If the economy's in shambles and people can't afford groceries or gas, you know the one thing you can't do? You can't stand up and pledge to wreck something else. It wouldn't matter if it was the floral industry. Let's say Democrats didn't like flowers. No more flowers. It would be bad messaging to stand up before an election and say, we're going to wreck these florists. They're toast. When things are down, you don't promise to wreck more. That's, look, I'm not an expert here. That's generally not a good idea. But because they're communists now, communism, as you know, we talk about it all the time on the show, communism is a religion. It is not, it's not political. They're not dealing with a political ideology. You are dealing with a religion of destruction and domination. And you know this because now, because the JFK days are long gone, and think about every single position of the modern Democratic Party. What does every single position of the modern Democratic Party have in common? Every single one, without exception. They all destroy. Every single one of them. They all destroy. What's the Democrat position on the border? Oh, open it up. Let everyone in. That's their position. Record illegal immigration. What's the Democrat position on abortion? Used to be, because they were the pro-abortion party, you know, safe, legal, and rare. They at least went with that. What's the Democrat position today? Every single Democrat in the United States Senate voted to abort a baby up to the time it's born. Destruction. What's the Democrat position on energy? Keep in mind, the world runs on oil and gas. Coal is a huge part of our energy grid. What's the Democrat position on oil and gas and coal? Destruction. We will wreck both of those things. You could go down the line. Every single policy position is destruction. Well, I should say they've accomplished their mission in the last 2 years. They've obviously destroyed a lot. But because they can't help themselves, because that's their religion, they don't know how to message something different. Because there is nothing different. Destruction's the idea. Destruction is intentional. That's why they do it. Destruction is intentional. Couple more things. Da, 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 da. We have early numbers in from Georgia. Keep in mind, these are very, very early numbers. We're talking 1% of the vote, so this means nothing. Warnock is up like 30%, but that means nothing. You don't even know what that 1% is. That could be a blue area. Oh, I should mention, little tidbit. I've been getting some insider info all day long. Little Birdie told me, by the way, the Little Birdie's name is Clay Travis. Maybe you've heard of him. Little Birdie told me he knows people in the Walker campaign. The Walker people say they'll be calling the race early for Herschel, that Georgia's like over. And I've been telling you for a while, Herschel Walker running in Georgia. Yeah, you don't have to be a political expert to know that guy's going to win. They watched him run for a lot of touchdowns there in Georgia. Florida House 12 already got called for the Republican with 40% in. Too early to call. Stacey Abrams is up over Brian Kemp with 8% in. But honestly, you don't really need to stress that one. Brian Kemp is going to blow Stacey Abrams' doors off. The gap between Brian Kemp and Stacey Abrams at the end of the night is going to be wider than the gap in Stacey Abrams' two front teeth. It's going to be staggering. Staggering. All right. Back to me. That's enough talking about other people. Let's talk about me, because I want to tell you what the candidates are going through. So running for office, I told you, asking for money sucks. Talking to people is generally wonderful, but it can suck. And here's what I mean. When you run for office, this is what all these candidates have gone through. For a year, probably. Most of these guys have campaigned for a year. For a year, they've had to go to every public event they've had time for. If there's a Rotary Club meeting, you got to go down there and meet them. If there's any kind of Republican meeting, because there's always new Republican meetings, you've got to be there. Boy Scouts for America, be there. County Fair, got to be there, setting up a booth. Got to be out there pressing the flesh, talking to people the whole time. In general, that's actually really wonderful, and it's encouraging because people will come up to you, hey, I agree, we got to fight. And it makes you feel good. It makes you feel not alone. However, there are some people on the planet, you probably know someone like this. There are some people without a great sense of themselves and without a great ability to read the room. And that really comes out tenfold when you're dealing with political people like you, like me. Why? Are we worse people? No, it's not that we're worse people. We understand the issues we talk about are critically important. Life and death. I realize things like sports get passionate. You know, I love sports. You love sports.
No one's going to die if the Astros didn't beat the Philly in the World Series. Well, people will die in Philly, but not for that reason. What we talk about is important. So what am I talking about with the people? I'll get into that in just a moment, and I will continue giving updated results throughout the night on the broken voting machines. And apparently someone just admitted on live TV to an election crime today. Now, before we get to that, do keep in mind, Election Day is not just today. Election Day is actually tomorrow. The next day after that, and the next day after that, and the next day after that. I'm not talking about the late counting of votes. I'm talking about the corporate participation in the election process now. America's corporations, they have lined up against you and me. They hate our values. They take the money they have, and they turn around and slap it all over television with these degenerate, despicable ads over and over and over again, actually mostly targeting kids. Do you have Verizon? Because you're voting every single time you send Verizon money and you're not voting for your values. Do you have T-Mobile? AT&T? If you have these companies, and all the other major ones too, you are not voting for your values when you pay your cell phone bill. But you can. You can switch to PureTalk, and every time you do something like pay your cell phone bill, you can feel good about where you spend your money. Vote with your money. Every day is election day. Vote with your money. Takes less than 10 minutes to switch to PureTalk. You can keep your phone, keep your number, get a new phone. Oh, you speak to an American. It's freaking wonderful. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. #250, say Jesse Kelly. That saves you an additional 50% off your first month, all right? #250, say Jesse Kelly. Switch to Pure Talk right now during the break. Now, when we get back, I will get into people without a sense of themselves, and I'll keep you updated on the races. Hang on.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse
USA!
Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, live from Nashville instead of my home studio, which means I'm missing critical equipment in the studio, like my double pens that allow me to play the air drums whenever Phil Collins does the drum solo at that song. How am I supposed to sit here and do radio without being able to play air drums? Now, a couple more things as far as elections go. Again, my election results thing. South Carolina has been called for Tim Scott. No big deal. That was not a surprise. Kentucky, they're saying it's too early to call for Rand Paul. That's ridiculous. Rand calls. Oh, they just called. But Chris just said in my ear, they just called Paul. So thank you, Chris. We are officially like first in the country. They just called Paul. We don't know any information out of Georgia yet. We'll keep you updated on Arizona. We'll keep you updated as the polls close throughout. I do want to get to what I was saying, though, real quick. The candidates, they work really hard. They ask for money the whole time. And they talk to people the whole time. You're at events the whole time, knocking on doors. You're talking to people, and it's mostly good. But political people, you, me, political people can sometimes lack a good sense of reading the room. For instance, I just did this. I'm not making this up. 30 seconds before the show came on, I'm in a group text. Now, I normally ignore group texts, but this one is it's for something separate. It's a long story. And it's not a political group text at all. And somebody sent out to the group, I've got to go out and vote, without even thinking. I simply said, vote Republican. He then sends me a private text message right before the show saying, hey, Jesse, I know you probably don't care, but just a heads up, there are some people on the text who don't really share our political views. Just wanted you to know. It didn't even occur to me that there would be people on there who didn't share our political views. We sometimes, look, I'm as guilty as anybody. We sometimes don't have a good sense of themselves. Now, because we're passionate about these things, people will come up to candidates. By the way, it just got called for Rand Paul. Kentucky just got called for Rand Paul. Because we're passionate, because we want things from our politicians, we will sometimes approach political candidates or people who are already in office and running again. And we will view this as our chance to speak to somebody who has the ability to change things. We can speak to somebody who is either in power or maybe going to power. And so whatever issue we've been brewing on, now's our chance. Now's our chance to dive on it. Maybe you've done this, right? And I'm not judging you because that's kind of how it's supposed to work. You're supposed to go talk to people. But when you're running for office, and let's say it's been a long day, this is your 50th event of the day, feet hurt, you want to get home, hang out with the wife, kids, eat a dinner and go to sleep. That's right about the time a gentleman will approach you. Sometimes it's a woman. I actually found it more oftentimes to be a dude who did this. Will approach you, and he will, and by the way, this is verbatim what happened to me on multiple occasions. This one specific example happened to me. I'll never forget this moment. At the end of the day, he approached me. At the end of the last event of the day, he approached me, and he wanted to know what my plan to invade Iran was. And I said, do we need to invade Iran? I'm not really into invading a bunch of foreign countries. Do we need? He then explained to me in detail why it was critical we invaded Iran. And we're 10 minutes into this conversation by now. And then he explained to me in detail that he has a 7-step plan to invade Iran, take out the country, and occupy Iran. I'm not making that. And he was dead serious, right? I sometimes think these people are joking because I like to laugh. He was dead serious. And when he was all done, because you don't want to be rude to people when you're running for office, although, as you can imagine, I struggled with that a little bit. You don't want to be rude to people when running for office. I gave him the whole, you learn to master this when you're running for office, where you stare at somebody in their eyes and you have this really earnest look on your face and you nod along the whole time, but you've tuned them out for a while ago. You stop listening. But at the end of this, he asked me if I would commit to putting his 7-step Iran invasion plan on the issues page of my website. Why, Chris? Well, here's why. And it sounds insulting. I guess in a way it is because it was just weird, but it's really not meant to be. When people get hot on an issue, they believe it's the only issue that matters, and they want their candidate to speak to it. They want their candidate to stand for it. And that's your right as an American. You should want that. I'm not criticizing you at all. Like, for instance, if I had my way right now, if I had a senator sitting in here with me, let's say I had all of them, even though most of them are useless. If I had my way, the FBI, the breakup of the FBI and scattering it to the winds, it's my number one issue. That's not a winning political issue nationally. It's not something people care about when they can't afford groceries. But I'm so passionate about it. I'm so scared about what's happening at the Cheka. I would want action. I've told you before, I'm going to base my presidential primary vote on who speaks how about the FBI. All right. We're going to get back to somebody admitted to a voting crime on camera today. Surprise, surprise, that was on The View. And more. Before we get to that, let's talk about the fact you've been eating communist shrimp your whole life. 95% of the shrimp consumed in this country, your restaurants, your grocery stores, 95% of it comes from overseas, and almost all of those countries are communist countries, like Vietnam and places like that. But you can buy better shrimp. You can buy American shrimp. You can support Americans. You can support a company that shares your values. Oh, and did I mention, because it comes right out of the Mississippi Gulf and not Vietnam, you get the best tasting shrimp ever. As you can imagine, it's just a little bit fresher than the Vietnamese version. It's called Biloxi Shrimp. They have multiple bundles available. They deliver it to your front door. Go to BiloxiShrimpCo.com. Promo Jesse gets you 10% off, all right? BiloxiShrimpCo.com. Promo Jesse.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on an election night, and boy, we'll get back to, well, you know what, I do have a couple updates for you. Hey, let me pull it up here to make sure I'm getting it all right. Ohio governor's race has already been called for Mike DeWine. I don't care, Mike DeWine's a piece of crap who locked down his state, but anyway, Ohio's still going to stay Republican. Heavy D is murdering things in Florida. It is going to be, that state went from a red state that almost went blue a couple times to the reddest state in the United States of America. And let this be a lesson to other Republicans, you low-T GOPers across the country. Let this be a lesson to all of you. People follow bold. People love bold. And politicians, because they require votes to stay in office, they think they can't be bold. They think, well, I don't know about that. That's why you still see Republicans across the country. This is one of the things that makes me ill. You'll still see Republicans across the country when it comes to things like the energy industry. You'll hear them talk about reducing carbon. Well, we still do want to reduce carbon. Why do we want to reduce carbon? Since when did we just cede that ground to the communists that the carbon is somehow bad for you? But that's how, if you ask them, well, I don't want people to think I'm a nut, or I don't. People will excuse things they disagree with you on if you are bold. People love to follow bold. They hate to follow weenies. You're going to have people disagree with you and still support you. Did you vote for Donald Trump last time in the election? Of course you did. Do you agree with everything Donald Trump says and does? Of course you don't. He's bold. But Republicans get scared. They get intimidated by the media. They get scared. When you're bold, it makes your supporters bold. It makes people want to follow you. Also, when you lead during things like coronavirus, and Heavy D was outstanding during coronavirus, when you lead, what you do is you import more supporters into your state. One of the reasons Florida is going so red tonight and blue areas are going hardcore red, one of the reasons is more Republicans move there. That's the bottom line. More Republicans move there. All right, got a couple more updates for you. Georgia House 8, Republican. Virginia House 7, Republican. Georgia, Stacey Abrams, Brian Kemp, too close to call, nothing to report there, so on and so forth. All right, let's move on and talk about crimes. Now, as you know, I'm not a criminal. I've walked on the darker side of life a little bit, but certainly not a criminal. Well, not anymore. Anyway, we're not going into the details of it, but you also know we're putting together a diamond heist team because I want to be a wheel man. But that aside, I do know a little bit about crime. Not a ton. I know a little bit about crime. And one of the things I can say with certainty about crime is when you commit a crime, you generally, it's probably not universal, but you generally don't want to go on television and talk about having committed the crime. Now, look, I'm no criminal mastermind, but I'm pretty sure that's taught in Crime School 101. Somebody probably should have told Sonny Hostin on The View that, because today she went on national television and admitted to a crime. Chris, cut 14. Go.
Who, by the way, wanted to make sure that his absentee ballot was that I did that. And I had trouble actually voting for him absentee ballot today. And that made me very concerned. It was the first time. I was told to put it in an orange bag on the floor, and the orange bag looked to me like a Target bag or something. And I said, isn't there a formal election box that says absentee ballots or something like that? And then she said, let me check. And then found it.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So that concerned me. Oh,
yeah. You know what concerns me? That we have people so stupid on television that they admit to crimes, election crimes. Sonny, you can't fill out your son's ballot for him. And I'm not naive. I know this stuff goes on. If you happen to do that, though, it's probably best not to talk about it on TV. Just a heads up. Look, I don't want to nitpick anyone else. Just a heads up. Probably best not to talk about it on TV. All right, let's move on. Jesse, I had a full... He's talking about my bet. Remember, my bet is if the Republicans don't pick up 40-plus seats tonight, I have to shave in a mustache, all right? The mustache kind has not been determined yet. Is it going to be full Hulk Hogan style? Is it going to be more tightened up? I don't know. Jesse, I had a full beard and thought it would be cool to be Hulk or try the Hulk Hogan mustache. The wife flipped out. Apparently, it didn't go well from there. I can't tell. Some of this email was cut off. But eventually, people started to dig the mustache. That's what I'm wondering. The wife is threatening some really vicious things if I go through with shaving into the mustache. But I have to do it. I've publicly committed at this point in time. What if she likes it? What if she ends up digging it? I could see that happening. Your lanky oracleness, this one's called. Yes, Mayorkas should be impeached for continuing grotesque criminal violations of U.S. law, as should lawless Merrick Garland, Republicans, so on and so forth. But let's focus. What if we impeach Biden and Harris at the same time? We have a trial at the same time and vote at the same time. Impeaching both of them at the same time in the Senate and leaving the office open. Okay, hold on. Now, hold on. You know I am team impeachment, right? I am all about that life. And the reason I want to impeach Joe Biden is very simple. It's actually not because he's done impeachable things, although he has. He's done several impeachable things. It's not that at all. Joe Biden should be impeached because Democrats have now gotten to the point where they're so radical and insane, they will impeach every single Republican president from this point forward. Every single Republican president from this point forward will be impeached probably multiple times. Is that a good place to be for the country? Oh, no, it's horrible. It's absolutely wretched. But that's where our politics has come. We, in turn, have to, for once, think strategically and realize, okay, they're going to impeach all of our guys. We need to water down the impeachment, the way Americans think about impeachment, in anticipation of them impeaching all of our guys. For once, let's be forward thinking. But I do have a word of caution for you, and frankly, for myself. I'll get to that in a second. Now, before I get to that, do you want to go on a history tour with me? A Holy Land tour with me? You can. We are going, the Jesse Kelly Show family, we're going to Israel in July. July 17th through the 26th. The itinerary has already been completed. It's in detail. It's Bethlehem. It's Masada. It's the Armageddon battlefield. It's Jericho, Jerusalem. We're going to float on the Dead Sea. 10 days in the Holy Land, and we can go together. I'm going. You don't have to go, but I'm going. I should note, they are filling fairly quickly, and there is a limit. There's nothing I can do about that. I'm sorry. I asked them. I said, can it be unlimited? And they said, there's no possible way. The country itself can facilitate that with the tour buses. There's no possible way. So I can't do anything about that. If you want to see the itinerary and sign up, go to ChristianExpedition.com/Jesse. ChristianExpedition.com/Jesse. Or maybe you're on the road tonight. You can call them. 877-234-3002. 877-234-3002. We'll be back.
Get the cure for rhinos. Weekdays with the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and if you would like to know just how big the red wave is going to be tonight, you should just know this. Virginia 3. This is actually a better. The Florida's giving me a better snapshot to try to explain this to you. There are 28 House seats in Florida. There are 28, okay? 28 of them. 16 of them have not been called yet. Two have been called for Democrats. The GOP has already had 10 called. But wait, there's more, to do my best infomercial impression. The blood red parts, many of the blood red parts of Florida, like the Panhandle, their numbers aren't even in yet. There's a chance we can pick up 3 House seats in Virginia. If that happens, my potential 50-plus is on the table, baby. And it should be noted, virtually every political friend I have who I've told that to, they've all laughed at me when I said 40-plus. They all said I'm a crazy idiot loser when I said 50-plus. You have no idea how obnoxious I'm going to be tomorrow if either one of those things comes true. Not with you. Well, wait a minute. Also with you. But tomorrow with them, by text message, I may find somebody to Photoshop my face on like a championship wrestler who has a belt, a championship belt around his waist. And I may just send that out to all my friends. I may send it out to all my contacts tomorrow. That should go well. That should go well. Now, we have another update. What's this? Speaking of Florida, guess who just had their race called, at least according to me, House 27. Maria Elvira Salazar. Congratulations, Maria!
And do you support a no-fly zone in Ukraine?
I support everything that has to do with punishing Vladimir Putin and helping the Ukrainians.
Wouldn't that mean direct conventional warfare with Russia?
I don't know what it will mean, but you know, freedom is not free.
So you don't know what a no-fly zone will mean? Do you have to shoot down Russian planes? I mean,
of course!
So conventional war with Russia.
Listen, thank you.
Listen. Thank you. All right, quit. Back to the guy who wants to impeach everyone. Wants to impeach Biden and Harris at the same time. And I already told you I'm on board. I'm team impeachment, right? Team impeachment. Listen, we have to understand elections for president are every 4 years. I want Joe Biden impeached just like you want him impeached. And there is enough of a push for that that we might get that. Might not. I don't know. I call it 50-50 right now. The hardcore congressmen I know, unsurprisingly, they're all for it. The weenie low tiers, not so much. But it doesn't do us any good. Even if we remove Biden, even if we remove Dome, it doesn't do us any good. I want Biden impeached anyway to water down the process. We can't pick a new president until 2024. Plus, you realize how much of the low T GOP is still there. And I do have great news. I cannot wait for this. I'm unreasonably excited. So I've told you the boys at Chalk and me were friends, right? We're legitimate friends. These are hardcore anti-communists, natural herbal supplements. And you already know about the male vitality stack from Chalk. Natural herbal supplements that increase your testosterone 20% in 90 days. That's insane. Do you have any idea how much better you would feel as a man with that kind of an increase? So I was talking with Seton the other night at Chalk, and they have agreed they think it's a great idea. We're going to put together a male vitality stack box. Every time we get some loser weenie in the GOP, in the Senate, or the House, who doesn't have the guts to stand up to the Democrats and the media, we're going to send him a Jesse Kelly Show male vitality stack from Chalk. We're still working out the details. You know, I actually should open this up to you because you'd probably be great at this. Naming it, the best name we came up with is not a name that I will do because remember, it's a family-friendly show. It will always be a, no, Chris. It is a family-friendly show, and we're not using that name. Chris's idea, which I admit, it's the best word for it, but we're not going to use it. A female dog, you know, the bad word for a female dog, in box. That's what Chris wants to call it, and I admit, that is a great idea. We're not doing that, Chris, because we're going to be putting it out on social media, and kids watch that stuff, so we're not doing it, but that is a good name. So I guess, look, the email is jesse@jessekellyshow.com, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I guess I should open it up to you. What do we call the box? We have to have a good name for the box, because we need everyone in the GOP speaking to the media the way Carrie Lake speaks to the media. Chris, oh, by the way, I should mention now that I'm talking about it, a male vitality stack from Chalk is something you should be taking, guys, every day. A female vitality stack is something you should be taking, ladies, every day. They have endless natural herbal supplements there, not big pharma, Pfizer, filth, natural herbal supplements. They have 35% off the subscriptions right now. You subscribe so you never have to worry about reordering, and you can cancel at any time. These are not scam artists here. Trust me on that. I know them personally. Go to choq.com. Promo code Jesse's what gets you that 35% off. Chalk.com. Promo code Jesse. All right? You'll be shocked how much better you feel. You know who doesn't need a female vitality stack? Carrie Lake. Chris, play cut four.
Going to not only be the governor of Arizona for 4 years, I'm going to do 2 terms. I'm going to be your worst freaking nightmare for 8 years. And we will reform the media as well. We're going to make you guys into journalists again. So get ready. It's going to be a fun 8 years. I can't wait.
I love that woman. And let it be known, every single Republican, everyone running for president, running for governor, state house, every single one, that is how you must treat the media. You treat them like they are vile communist scum out to get you. And you know why you treat them like that? Because they are vile communist scum out to get you. Stop with these endless interviews, trying to get a puff piece in the New York Times. I want Politico to like me. If I sit down with ABC, maybe they'll say I'm reasonable. Guys, I want to be reasonable. Can we be reasonable? Stop trying to be the reasonable Republican and go ahead and embrace what they think you are anyway. A bold anti-communist who's out to destroy the communist agenda that has rotted this country out from the inside. Treat them like crap, because that's exactly what they are. By the way, quick update. States whose polls are closing soon: Texas, Oklahoma, Nebraska, Mississippi, Alabama, Tennessee, Illinois, Missouri, Michigan, North Dakota, South Dakota, Pennsylvania, Delaware, Maryland, Jersey, Massachusetts, Connecticut, Rhode Island, and Maine. If you are in line in any of those states, do not bank on the red wave. Stay and vote. I don't care if your feet hurt. I don't care if you have to stay there till midnight. You make these communists pay for what they did. Do you remember when we lost 13 brave warriors in Afghanistan because of Joe Biden's incompetence? Do you remember while Afghanistan was falling and all those horrible things were happening? Do you remember Joe Biden went on vacation? So did the Secretary of State. So did the press secretary. And do you remember when the bodies were brought back and Joe Biden went out there, as he has to do, to meet the families? Multiple families complained publicly that Joe Biden didn't seem interested at all and checked his watch the whole time. I want you to remember that Joe Biden checked his watch while you stand there and wait. You stand there and wait, and you punish these vile criminals for what they've done to this country. You punish them at the ballot box. You hear me? We're not done. We got an hour left. More updates. Hang on.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart Podcast.